Key dates in the discovery of mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs. Mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, have inspired a great deal of activity as a novel therapeutic approach. Presently, MSC-based clinical trials are being conducted for a variety of disease conditions, with an increasing number of trials demonstrating safety and efficacy. Clinical utility of MSCs can be attributed to four key biological properties. Their potential to migrate to sites of inflammation caused by tissue injury when injected intravenously. Their potential to differentiate into different cell types. Their potential to release different bioactive molecules that can stimulate the recovery of injured cells. Their ability to modulate inflammation and accomplish immunomodulatory functions. Currently, over 1,670 MSC clinical trials are in progress across different parts of the world. The majority of these studies are using adipose-derived MSCs and bone marrow-derived MSCs. Nearly 75%, three-quarters, of these clinical studies are using MSCs for the development of regenerative medicine products. Approximately 14% of the studies are using MSCs for disease modeling. The remaining 11% of the studies are using MSCs for drug discovery and cytotoxicity testing applications. Today, 12 MSC-based therapies have been approved globally. The Republic of Korea has approved 5 products: Queen Cell from Antiregen, Celligram AMI from Pharmacell, Cupidem from Antiregen, Cartistem from Medipost, and Neuronatar from Corstem. Japan has approved 2 products: Temcell HS from JCR Pharmaceuticals and Stemerac from Nipro Corporation. India has approved 1 product, Stempusel from Stemputics. Iran has approved Mistracell developed by Celltech Farmed. EMA in Europe has approved 2 products, Holoclar from Chisi Pharma Chayudichi and Alofazel from TGenix/Takeda. Australia has approved Remestemcel-L from Mesoblast. Despite this progress, no MSC-based therapeutic have yet received US FDA approval, although the FDA is actively reviewing Mesoblast's Remestemcel-L. One of the major bottlenecks to the industry is how to manufacture clinical-grade MSCs on a commercial scale, which Australian regenerative medicine company Cynata Therapeutics, ASX, SIPE, is aiming to solve. Cynata Therapeutics is pioneering IPSC-derived MSC production technologies, enabling large-scale therapeutic development. At present, there are at least 8 companies who are involved with the development of IPSC-derived MSCs therapeutics, IMSCs, including Cynata Therapeutics, Eterna Therapeutics, Implant Therapeutics, Bone Therapeutics, Brooklyn Immunotherapeutics, Fujifilm CDI, Cisius Pharmaceuticals, and Kiji Therapeutics. To fully understand the cell type and its evolution over time, this post considers key dates in the discovery of mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs. The history of mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs. In 1924, the Russian-born researchers Alexander Maximo used histology to identify a type of precursor cell within the mesenchyme that could differentiate into a variety of blood cell types. One, while the term mesenchymal stem cell did not exist, this is the earliest known reference to the cell type. Nearly 40 years later, in the 1960s, researchers Ernest McCulloch and James Dill identified the clonal qualities of marrow cells. 2, 3. It then took another decade until an ex vivo assay was developed that allowed for examination of the clonal nature of multipotent marrow cells. 4. This assay was developed by Friedenstein's team of researchers in the 1970s. Although the stromal cells of interest, now called mesenchymal stem cells, were referred as colony-forming unit fibroblasts, CFUF. 5. Although the first clinical trials of MSCs occurred in 1995, over 1,670 clinical trials have since been initiated. Interestingly, it took until the turn of the century, 2000, for research supply companies to give enough credibility to the cell type to product research tools to support investigation within the scientific community. Later research and experimentation further characterized the plasticity of marrow cells and how their differentiation into mature cell types could be manipulated by environmental stimuli. For instance, growing marrow stromal cells in the presence of osteogenic stimuli, such as inorganic phosphate, ascorbic acid, dexamethasone, and related stimuli, can drive differentiation into osteoblasts, bone-producing cells. Similarly, the presence of transforming growth factor BEST, TGFB, has the ability to chondrogenic, Cartilaginous traits. A summary of the most important dates in the discovery of mesenchymal stem cells is presented below. Figure. Key dates in the discovery of mesenchymal stem cells. Figure. Key dates in the discovery of mesenchymal stem cells. In conclusion, the history of mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, highlights their evolving recognition as a powerful therapeutic tool in regenerative medicine. From their initial identification in the 1920s to the establishment of clinical trials and global regulatory approvals, MSCs have emerged as a promising resource for treating a wide array of diseases. With over 1,670 clinical trials currently underway, including the development of IPSC-derived MSCs, the future of MSC-based therapies looks incredibly bright. The therapeutic promise of MSC-derived exosomes is also gaining steam. As researchers and companies continue to innovate, overcoming manufacturing challenges and scaling production will be key to unlocking the full potential of MSCs in therapeutic applications worldwide. What questions do you have about the past, present, or future of MSCs? Ask them in comments below. To learn more about the global market for MSCs, view mesenchymal stem cells, medicinal signaling cells, MSCs, advances and applications, 2025. Footnotes. Wan C, He Q, McCaig M, Marsh D, Lee G, 2006. Non-adherent cell population of human marrow culture is a complementary source of mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs. Journal of Orthopedic Research 24, 1, 21-8. To Becker A. J., McCulloch E. A., Till J., 1963. Cytological demonstration of the clonal nature of spleen colonies derived from transplanted mouse marrow cells. Nature 197 4866, 452-4. Thrisaminovich L., McCulloch E. A., Till J., 1963. The distribution of colony-forming cells among spleen colonies. Journal of Cellular and Comparative Physiology 62, 3, 327-36. For Friedenstein A.J., Dirigliss O.V. U.F., Kulagina N.N., Panasuk A.F., Rudico S.F., Luria E.A., Rodkow I.A., 1974. Precursors for fibroblasts in different populations of hematopoietic cells as detected by the in vitro colony assay method. Experimental Hematology 2, 2, 83-9. 5. Friedenstein A.J., Gorskaja J.F., Kulagina N.N., 1976. Fibroblast precursors in normal and irradiated mouse hematopoietic organs. Experimental Hematology 4, 5, 267-74.